This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hoisted Dharma Dhwaj on the spire of the Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Temple at Ayodhya in Uttar Pradesh today. This marks the completion of the temple's construction and ushering in a new chapter of cultural celebration and national unity. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said the flag represents the renaissance of Indian civilization and stands as a testament that truth ultimately triumphs over falsehood. Mr. Modi said Ram does not discriminate and the government is also moving forward with the same spirit. He said the nation should be proud of its culture and leave the mindset of slavery. The Prime Minister asserted that democracy is in the DNA of this country.
भारत लोकतंत्र की जननी है. लोकतंत्र हमारे डीएनए में है. तमिलनाडु के उत्तरी हिस्से में उत्तर मेरुर गांव है. वहां हजारों वर्ष पहले का एक शिलालेख है. उसमें बताया गया है कि उस कालखंड में भी कैसे लोकतांत्रिक तरीके से शासन व्यवस्था चलती थी, लोग कैसे सरकार चुनते थे. लेकिन हमारे यहां तो गुलामी की मानसिकता के कारण इस भारत की कितनी ही पीढ़ियों को इस जानकारी से भी वंचित रखा गया.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi is currently participating in a special program commemorating the 350th Shahidi Divas of Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji in Kurukshetra, Haryana. During the program, Mr. Modi will release a special coin and a commemorative stamp marking the 350th Shahidi Divas of the revered Guru. To honour the 350th Shahidi Divas of Guru Tegh Bahadur, the central government is observing a year-long commemoration. The Prime Minister also inaugurated a newly constructed building, Panch Janya, in Kurukshetra, which has been designed in honour of the sacred conch of Lord Krishna. The implementation of the new labour codes will significantly boost the economy and reduce unemployment rate in the country. According to a report by the State Bank of India, the new labour codes, which came into effect on the 21st of this month, could reduce unemployment by up to 1.3%, which would translate into additional employment generation of 77 lakh. President Draupadi Murmu today said that the collection of revenue is critical for nation building. Addressing the officer trainees of the Indian Revenue Service on the 76th batch in New Delhi, the president underlined that the tax collection should be a smooth process with minimum discomfort to the taxpayer. Minister of State for Defence Sanjay Seth today said that nation's shipbuilding sector has grown multifold in recent years. Speaking at the Samudra Utkarsh seminar in New Delhi, Mr. Seth dubbed Samudra Utkarsh as a momentous event that celebrates and showcases India's shipbuilding capability. He added that Samudra Utkarsh highlights the latest innovations that provide thrust to the rising confidence of India's maritime industry. Afghan Minister of Industry and Commerce Alhaj Nuruddin Azizi concluded his week-long visit to India today. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that during the visit, Minister Azizi met External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. Both ministers discussed bilateral ties, connectivity and people-to-people exchanges. Minister Azizi held delegation-level talks with Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal. They announced the initiation of the air freight corridor on the Kabul-Delhi and Kabul-Amritsar sectors. Chasing a target of 549 runs set by South Africa, India were 27 for 2 in their second innings at stumps on day 4 of the second and final cricket test match at Barisapada Cricket Stadium in Guwahati. Sai Sudarshan on 2 and Kuldeep Yadav on 4 were at the crease when stumps were drawn this evening. Earlier, South Africa declared their second innings after scoring 260 for 5 wickets. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, logged losses for the third straight session today. The Sensex dropped 314 points to close at 84,587, while the Nifty dipped 75 points to settle at 25,885. At the 56th International Film Festival of India in Goa, Russian movie Transparent Lands was premiered in Cinema of the World section today. The film received a warm response from the audience during its screening at IFFI. And that is the end of this news bulletin.